2 weeks, I think, or less than 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen. The NBA season finally returns. Did I badly need it? NFL season already over for me personally. MLB season over. So, we got to move on. We got to move on to the NBA season, something to look forward to, something to be excited about finally. And without wasting much time, we will do MVP and awards and all that next week. This week, we're going to focus on the standings primarily because you know how we do it. There's going to be debates. There's going to be arguments. We got two rivals right here, Jalen and Swish, who you know how they're going to be with the Clippers and the Lakers. We gotta give them at least half an hour to get their facts in. And it's going to be certainly interesting to see how it turns out. All right. Without further ado, we're going to start with the East because the West is a bit funner, more complex. So we're going to
Yeah,
start with the
East
East.
is more clear cut for me.
Even though I think some of the middle teams of the East are tough to pick around, but we'll do our best. I think the bottom two teams are probably set in stone for like 90 all of us, but we'll get started. I want you guys to list 15 to what's the playing spot? 11 out of the playing. So 15 to 11 in the Eastern Conference. Who would like
Oh,
to get us started off with
I'll go
our
first.
grand predictions?
I'll go first. So this is the Eastern Conference, right?
Yep.
I have at 15, worst team in the NBA. I once again have the Hornets being the worst team in the Eastern Conference.
Fair,
Just
100%.
don't think they did much of anything in the offseason to really inspire them winning any sort of games. At 14, and I would be surprised if they're any higher than this for anybody. I have the Wizards at 14. Obviously, when you lose a player of Beal and Porzingis' caliber, even though they were already mid as it is, they had both of those guys and they were like a 30 something win team. And
Around
you
there
lose
in the
both of those
30s.
guys. You lose both of those guys. You're replacing them with what, Tyus Jones and Jordan Poole. You're not winning more than like 25 games. And I'm being generous. So I have the Wizards at 14. I have the Pistons at 13. I do kind of like that core, but I don't know. I don't feel like it's the year for them yet. They could make some waves and maybe be like around the play-in, maybe. I don't know. I doubt it, but I have them at 13. I have the Magic. No, I lied. I lied. I have the Raptors at 12. I don't like what they did this offseason. I don't really like that roster anyways. I didn't like it last year. They lost Nick Nurse and they replaced him. I could pay you to you couldn't pay me to tell you who their head coach is. Honest
I've
to
just seen him today. His name is slipping
God.
my brain. His name is slipping my brain. But he's not going to do a Nick Nurse. He's going to have like 10 guys playing, he said, hopefully,
Oh,
for him. So
that's even worse because
they don't
our
have 10
roster is
guys,
not
huh?
good. But anyways, they don't but anyways, I have the Raptors at 12. Just don't like the roster, don't like the offseason. I do like Grady Dick. It's just this team's just not good. And at 11, I have the Magic. I think they had a eventful offseason, I would say. They added Joe Ingles. That's like a perfect veteran to add. He's a great shooter, good veteran presence. They had an Anthony Black, he's a good player. Don't know if he fits well with them, but he's a good player. I like the young players they already have on the roster anyways, and Franz and Wendell Carter and Banchero to take that next step. Or start to take that next step. So yeah, I have them at 11. I wouldn't be shocked if they're playing team, but
All
we'll
right,
see.
15 to 11. Maybe I think a lot of people may have that configuration, maybe some differences. Who wants to roll next and give us 15 to 11? Then we can start a discussion around that. You said
Yeah,
what?
I'll get mine.
All right,
I'll
go
get
ahead, Swish.
mine.
All right.
So 15, I had the Hornets. Yeah, I agree with Felice. I think they'll be the worst team in the East. 14, I had the Wizards. Just not a good roster. And that's why I have them 14. 13, I had Pistons. I think Pistons they'll be good. They'll be a decent competitive team. They got a good young core. So I think they'll be like third, 13, 12. And then the 12, I had the Raptors. I don't like what they did the offseason as well. Like, they're just not a good team, bro. Like, they don't move nobody. They're just not going to make the plan. They're going to be taken. So I have them at 12. And 11, we're going 11 or no?
11,
Yeah.
yes. Mention 11.
Oh, 11. I actually had the Nets at 11. I don't think would be that competitive. They just don't move. Like, they were not that good last year. It's just that KD and Kyrie, the record was built off that. They were like under
That's
500.
True. That's true. They were.
They were at a 33-1 pace when
after the season. And unless Ben Simmons is really back, I'll move them up. But if he's not, then I'm gonna stay at 11.
Fair. All right.
But yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
But Ben Simmons has been looking impressive lately. So if he's playing like that, then they'll be top 10.
I hope they finish 11.
Jay, you wanna go last or you wanna go now?
I'll go now.
All right, go ahead.
15 and a half, the Hornets, for obvious reasons. I don't even think that they're gonna have Miles Bridges, who, even though he's a piece of work, he is a good player for the team. 14 have the Wizards. Same reason as Feliz. When you lose a player like Bradley Beal, Chris Porzingis, when you're already tatering the fence of ass and your top two players are, you know, two shot chuggers who can be cold as hell any night, you know, it's not going to be very good. At 13, I have the Raptors. Just a bad team, bad roster build. Didn't like when they lost Nick Nurse, and as bad as Fred VanVleet might be, he was still the point guard to that team. And I don't think they have an adequate replacement in Dennis Smith. Dennis Schroeder. Schroeder, yeah.
You don't trust Dennis Smith?
No.
He's not bad though. He's nice.
He's a solid, like, low end starting point guard. That's a downgrade.
It is.
At 12, I have the Bulls. I don't like their roster at all.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's just very not good. And you have to rely on Zach LaVine's health and Patrick Williams producing. It's just like one of these days the Bulls are gonna like totally break down as a team and they're gonna do a fire sale. And I think that's gonna be this year. At 12, I got the Magic. I like the Magic's roster. They don't have a true star player. I know Paolo is really good, but they don't have a true star player that can put that team over some other teams that I have on top of them. A player that can win them games by himself. So I can't put them any higher than 12. At 11, I think I'm at.
You're at 11.
I think I'm at 10.
Did you already name all your five? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
You named the five. Who do you have at 11?
Yeah, who'd you have at 11?
I said Hornets, Wizards, Raptors, Bulls, Magic.
Okay. Oh, okay. Magic. Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, okay. I missed.
I have Wizards at 15. I'll explain why I have them below the Hornets soon enough. I don't think their roster is terrible. Even though the Hornets have their own issues, they still have better high-end talent.
I mean, we're comparing two bad teams.
That's true as well. Do you guys think Hornets will break the Bobcats record for the worst season ever?
No, okay.
Like their own team, I'll do that.
I just don't think that record's being broken anytime soon. It's just not.
What was it, 9 wins, right? Or something like that?
It was 9, but that was in a shortened season.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's kind of hard, especially with extra games.
There's too much talent in the NBA for that.
Yeah. 13 through 9, I want to make a disclaimer before I start naming them, even though I'm not naming them. 13 through 9, I think, can be mixed up, and I wouldn't be surprised. I have the Pistons at 13. I have the Magic at 12, and then I have the Raptors at 11. Obviously, we'll get to a playing team soon enough. I do want to ask, I mean, the Bulls, really? You think the Bulls are 12, like that bad, or 11? Yeah, you said they're 12.
I think the Bulls, I don't like their roster. I didn't like their roster last year. I think them being in a weak conference last year really boosted their record past what it should have been. But those teams in the conference have improved. So I don't think that they're going to be as good as they – or as – you know, as good, quote unquote, as they were last season.
I have a belief in the Bulls this year. I don't know. I think if they could get, obviously, Lonzo's out, but if they could get some continuity, like
playoffs,
making the playoffs. I don't think they're gonna do anything in the playoffs, but I think they'll make it. I think they're last year they're gonna grow on the their defense was actually very impressive last season.
Defense wasn't actually an issue.
It's like top five, I think, in the NBA.
I think it was top 10 around there.
Yeah, somewhere around there. I fully expect their offense to hopefully be better. I mean, just because Zach LaVine started out the year terrible last year. What did he start? The beginning of the season was terrible.
Yeah, bro, he had like a below league average true shooting.
It was nasty, and then he picked it up, and the Bulls slowly found their way. So I think hopefully that he starts quicker this year, which then by default should get them more wins, a couple more wins. I do think, as I said before, a lot of these playing teams are going to be right next to each other, so I wouldn't be shocked if a two-game difference makes you 7 or 12 or something like that. Because last year the East, it was pretty packed, wasn't it? From the playing range. So, all right. Felice, since you started, we'll have you go last this round. Jalen, go ahead. I went last. I'll go ahead and name my playing teams.
That'll be 10 through 7?
Yep. Okay. I had the Brooklyn Nets at 10.
Damn.
I have the Indiana Pacers at 9. I have the Atlanta Hawks at 8. And then I have the Chicago Bulls at 7.
A little high on the Bulls.
Yeah, I'm high on them. The defense is what moved me. I know their offense wasn't that good, but I think they have the offensive talent to fix that issue as long as the defensive changes stay, you know what I mean? And I wonder, can Lonzo come back this season? Was there hopes of him maybe returning? I don't know, but if he could also return, that's obviously a big plus on top of that.
I'm pretty sure, regardless, he's supposed to miss a very large chunk of the season. I'd be surprised if he plays this year.
No, he's not coming back this year.
I just don't see it.
Fair point. Okay, Jalen, we'll have you go next. Second, you're 10-7.
So 10-7?
Yep.
All right, at 10, I got the Pistons. I like what the Pistons did in the offseason. They're getting back Cade. I think they're a decent young team. I like the pick of Azir Thompson. I think that they're going to be a team that's not as much of a pushover as they usually are. Nine, I got the Pacers. The Pacers, why I put them over like the Magic or something is they do have that star player in Tyrese Halliburton that can win them games by himself. Just the offensive playmaking that he brings to the floor is very similar to a player like Trae Young. He's just like a nucleus in our offense, and he's a player that can elevate the team. And them getting a player like Bruce Brown to elevate their, you know, get them another good player on the floor. A lot of their injury problems last year were injury. So I hope I'm not projecting any of these teams to have injuries. So hoping that they can stay healthy. At 8, I have the Nets. They were on like a 37 win pace last year after Kyrie and KD left. But I do think the team had more time to gel. And I just don't see that team missing the playoffs, honestly. They have too many good players on that roster. Not including Ben Simmons, but including Ben Simmons, if you know what I mean. I like Claxton a lot. Obviously, I like Mikal, even though he's not really a first option on a championship team. I think he could be a first option on a playoff team. Mm-hmm. And we're giving 7, right?
Yep.
And 7, I have the Hawks. A lot of the Hawks issues last year with injuries, too. I think getting rid of the offensive ball stopper that is John Collins will really help that offense, give the young guys a chance. Jalen Johnson, really good player. Why am I blanking on his name?
AJ Griffin.
You said who?
AJ Griffin.
AJ Griffin, another good player, but I'm blanking on the name. I think this is
a rookie.
No. He's an established player. He's the backup center. Okongwu. I think this is his breakout year. He's going to move into the starting lineup next to Clint Capella. He's a really interesting player that I do like seeing play. I think he should start over Capella, but Capella brings the rebounding and the shot blocking and the defense that that they need in that lineup.
So you think that he'll start the 4
eventually? I think if John Collins was in the starting lineup, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't start Aneka. Okongwu. Yeah.
True.
I don't think they can start him at the 4 because he can't shoot. So.
I heard about that.
I know John Collins can't shoot all that well, but at least he'd shoot.
But he was like respectable.
Yeah.
From midfield, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So Okongwu, I don't know. He's probably going to keep being a backup until Capella's gone. Because
I guess I don't know.
We'll get to the Hawks. I'll get to the Hawks. Yeah. I do believe in him too.
Gotcha.
Swish. All right. Yep. Swish is your turn.
At number 10, I have the Magic. I think they obviously got better by bringing in the rookie. And then I just think they're a competitive team. I think they'll make the play-in this year. Obviously, Pablo. I think Wagner will make a jump from last year. So I think I was around 20. Like, I think they're just a solid young team. I think they'll make the plan. So that's why I have number 10. Number 9, I have the Bulls. I don't like the roster either. I wanted to put them out of the plan, but I'll give DeRozan and LaVine their respect. I'll give them – they're going to – they have a good star power, so I'll give them 9. Number 8, I have the Pacers. I think the Pacers will be really good this year. I think they'll make the playoffs this year. Because obviously Tyrese is going to make a jump. Obviously he's playmaking. They added Bruce Brown, who's going to be a really good player. I think he's starting for them. I don't know if he's going to start, but I think he's starting for them.
I have to. I mean,
he should, unless you're starting Buddy Hield.
I mean, they can start both for them. You can start both. Just one forward.
I think Mather will make a jump, obviously, from his rookie year. So I think as long as they stay healthy, I think they'll be in the play-in at least. Like, they should be in the play-in if they're healthy. It should not be out of the top 10. And then number 7, I have the Hawks. Same reasons as them, Jalen. I mean, I think the Hawks are going to be – they're going to be solid. They're not going to be – they're not going to be – they're going to be, like, middle of the pack. Like, they're not going to be bad, but they're not going to be, like, really that good. So I think as long as you have Trae Young, Dante Murray, and a couple of those players, you should be top 8. So that's why I have them 7.
Okay, that's fair. I have – the Bulls at 10. Don't really like the roster, but don't really like hate it that much. I don't know, they're just mid. I have the Pacers at 9. I really like their offseason. I didn't like who they drafted. I forgot who it was. Was it Jairus Walker?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, it was Jairus Walker. I kind of didn't like that pick, but he should. Random signing. Anyways, he should help them out on the defensive end. They still have Buddy Hield, who they're trying to trade. He's good for the spacing purposes. I like Obi Toppin a lot. That was a very, very...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. Yeah, he's going to be good.
That's a pickup that I like a lot for them. Bruce Brown is obviously a good player. Benedict Mathurin should only continue to get better. Halliburton's a pretty good player. Miles Turner is a good player. I mean, and Rick Carlisle is he's a smart coach. So I think they'll be a 9 seed. Probably be a playoff team. I have the Hawks at 8. We kind of just know what they are. They're not going to be very good, but they're not going to be very bad. Hopefully, they start giving chances to, like, and by chances, I mean, like, starting, like, A.J. Griffin, Jalen Johnson, et cetera. Stop starting, like, these mid-ass players, like fucking John Collins, like they were doing last year, and DeAndre Hunter. That's a whole different story, but anyways.
Hunter is starting, bro. He's going to start again.
Unfortunately for them. And then at 7, I have the Nets. They kind of have – they have a decent roster. Nothing overwhelming, nothing too bad, nothing too good. But hopefully for them, they – their head coach is still the same, right? It's still – what's his face? Jack Vaughn. If he continues to neglect Cam Thomas, I could see them being worse. Because I mean, like, if you look at the roster, there is not constructed to, like, they're not gonna have many people that score the ball, like, at all. But
you saying they should play?
What happened?
They should play him a lot, or what? Or are you saying they should play?
Him? Bare minimum, he should be like the sixth man. If anything, he should be starting. But that's a whole different conversation. But yeah, actually, I like the Dennis Smith Jr. pickup a lot for them. That's another added ball handler, playmaker, good defender, good slasher. I actually do like that pickup. Maybe Ben Simmons stops trolling. Maybe. We'll see. But it's a decent roster. Nothing too crazy. Oh, didn't they pick up Lonnie Walker as well?
They did, yeah. He's decent.
Yeah, that's a nice little pickup. I'm seeing Armani Brooks, Rockets legend, on their depth chart. Yeah, it's not a good roster, but it's not a bad one either. Should be mid.
Yeah, they might make the plan. They might make it. Maybe I was too low on them.
Yeah.
All right. I will say this about Atlanta. I was very, very tempted to put him in the top five. I was very tempted. Mm. Their record with Capella alone, I think, was five games above 500. With Mary, it was 6 games above 500. I think all three playing, the record was even better. So I do think there's a lot of talent to be had there. But then again, it's like, and then obviously they got what, Quinn Snyder came midseason or a little bit after midseason.
Oh, yeah, that is true. He's a smart coach.
And he gets to now implement the entire offseason, what he truly wanted to implement, what he couldn't do in a shortened time frame. Probably had to keep it a lot of, what's his name? Oh, why am I forgetting his name? What was their former coach's name?
Their old coach?
Yeah.
Wasn't it,
what's his name?
Fuck, bro? Not Pierce. What the name? McMillan.
Not Pierce. McMillan. There you go. McMillan himself is a pretty solid coach, but obviously I think Quinn Snyder's
he's limited.
Yeah, Quinn Snyder's a level above him, and now he gets to kind of put his own stuff into the team, and he gets all offseason. So I'm very interested to see how the season plays out. As for the Nets, I know a lot of people have a lot of confidence in them, but you must understand they were very terrible the moment KD, Kyrie walked out the door. Obviously, you know, the hope is that these guys gel more together and Ben Simmons returns. But again, who's really the creator on that team, consistent creator that you could look at and trust? Their defense will obviously be good, but beyond that,
yeah, the defense is probably the main reason I had them like as high as I did, which is 7.
Right. I mean, other than that, I really don't have belief in the offense. Once again, they're gonna need Dinwiddie, whether they like to admit it or not, to close games, because Mikal Bridges can't really create for himself on the ball. If you watch them play, you realize he just can't. Then Ben Simmons, as much like him, he's not going to be too much of a threat at the end of the games with the fact that they're not going to respect the jump shot.
Dinwiddie is an overrated player.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
I think exactly. A lot of people watched the Sixers series and they saw him like missing like every lob pass like he even attempted. But he's a 6'6" player who could score like 20 a game. He's a solid playmaker and he can defend his position. So it's like,
it's good to have, but if you got to rely on him in the clutch, that's, it may work out sometimes, but I don't know if that's how you want
to. That's why I have him at 7. But I don't think they're going to be.
Bond doesn't want to play Cam Thomas for whatever reason. I generally don't know what the logic behind that is.
That's what I'm saying. If anything, he should be starting. But
he was cooking in preseason that one game.
He could create his own shots. One of the more reliable shot creators for himself. Obviously, he has to get better at feeding his teammates. But a guy clearly is good if he could get. What was it last year? Like 3 40-point games in a row.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous.
And it was against top teams, so just trust the guy and let him play. The worst that can happen is bad things can't even happen because he'll learn from playing. It's like you give a guy 30 minutes one game, then he gets benched for 10 games in a row. Of course, he's not going to learn because you're not giving him opportunity to make mistakes on the court, which is my major issue with Jack Vaughn. Is I don't know what he has against Cam Thomas. Your team's not that good, Jack Vaughn. You should be playing. This is not a championship roster. This is a roster they need to develop the youngsters. I know Houston owns the pick this year, so maybe there's a bit more push to make a playoff run. But that's the price of making another terrible superstar trade. And what you just have to deal with. Pacers, I think I already said I like, or you guys already kind of talked about them. I agree. I like the Bruce Brown pickup. They're already built well. They have the main focal point. I do think his playmaking gets a tad overrated. Haliburton does a good job. He has perfect shooters around him. Their center can shoot. They have a plethora of wings. I like Rick Carlisle, even though I'm not the biggest fan, but he's good. He's decent.
He's a smart coach. He knows what he's doing. So
I think all in all, if you're Indiana Pacers fan, you should be able to get in the play-in, especially in the East. And I want to make clear once again, I do think from 13 to 9, things can be switched around.
Same thing.
Because I do believe in Orlando. I do believe in Detroit. I think the Raptors, they still have their talented wings, whether their guard play is trash or not, especially if Scottie develops for them, if he shows something, some major improvements this season. What is this? His third year coming in, right? So this is the year. This is the year, Scottie. If you want to be in all-star convos, if you want to be in all-NBA convos, this is the year to show what you got, man. The third, what do they call it? The third year boom?
Third year leap.
Yeah, third year leap, third year boom. That's what the people want to see. I mean, Ja had it, Ant just had it last season. So this is the year. LaMelo even had it. So if you got it, this is the year to show it. All right, Felice, we'll start with you again this time. 6-1.
So all the playoff teams. At six, this shouldn't be surprising. I have the Miami Heat. They didn't do anything to get better this offseason.
They didn't.
I don't give a shit what they did in the playoffs. I do not care. I promise you, I could not care less. They didn't do shit to get better this offseason. They did not.
They lost some key pieces of that run, too.
Now, and you know how they are in the regular season. You know the bullshit they be doing. They just be coasting. Going through the regular. Jimmy Butler, notorious coaster. So I have him at six. I don't care what they do next April. I really, truly could not care less. But I have him at six. At five, I have the New York Knicks. I kind of like the addition of DiVincenzo. And I know we're not doing award predictions yet, but I have Emmanuel Quickly as sixth man of the year. And with Brunson already, Julius Randle, who he's a good player before the month of April starts. They got some solid defense. They were a good defensive team last year. They have a great center rotation. Amazing center rotation, honestly.
They do, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll be five seed again. It wouldn't surprise me if they push for like a four seed, maybe, but I don't know. We'll have to see. That would require RJ Barrett being good at the sport. At four, I have the Cavs. I like the additions they made this offseason, well, the shooting that they added. Even though I don't like the contracts they gave out, I like the players that they added. Max Strus, George Niang, to name a few. I don't remember who else they added, but they managed to keep Caris LeVert, who he's a decent player. He's a decent bench player. They made some solid additions to add some shooting, which they clearly needed. If you watch the Knicks series, that and the rebounding was horrendous. So yeah, I have them at four. At three, I have the Sixers. Even though their offseason was fucking horrible, I mean, anybody with eyes could see that shit.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Their depth chart isn't actually that bad. I mean, Kelly Oubre is a solid player. Patrick Beverley, I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Danny Green was a very solid pickup, I'll say. I was watching their game against the Celtics. I think it was yesterday. He was getting some steals, hitting some threes. You know, the typical Danny Green stuff. He's a solid player. I don't think Harden will be traded anytime soon anyways. So, and even if he does, I still think they'll manage to keep a top four seed. Because if Embiid plays like – when he usually plays like 50 to 60 games, the Sixers are usually just a good team. It's just what it is. I expect Maxey to get better, especially if Harden's traded. So, yeah, I just think they'll be a three seed. Nick Nurse was obviously a massive hire for them. So first time they've had a good guy to coach since, like, God knows when. At number two, I have the Celtics. I know we didn't talk about the Jrue Holiday trade, but that was obviously, like, a mess. He's a better player than Marcus Smart. And then you also added Porzingis, who was already a good core. Their depth isn't even that bad, so I don't know why people are, like, overdoing it. Yeah, I think they'll be a two seed. And at one, the only team left in the Eastern Conference, the Bucks. When you add a player of Dame's caliber, you still have good depth. They added Cameron Payne to run that bench unit. So he's a solid scorer. Sometimes he's
good enough, you know.
Yeah, he showed up in game six for the Suns.
Unlike
certain individuals. No, individuals, plural.
Oh, okay.
You still got Giannis. You still have Brooke Lopez, who is coming off a career season. You still have Bobby Portis. You still have Middleton, who there is some concern with. He's injured again, unfortunately. But, you know, I expect him to have a relatively good season. You have Malik Beasley. You have some interesting role players in the mix. You have Marjon Beauchamp, who I think he should be starting, but we'll see what they do there. It's a good team. I think Adrian Griffin, he'll do a good job for them.
I don't know about that anymore. Bro, talking about Malik Beasley's taking on the best matchup every night.
That's just talk.
You just think he's bullshitting?
Really, yeah, he's probably bullshitting.
That nigga got to be bullshitting.
He's honestly, that's my cassette. He better be. You know what I mean? He's bullshitting. He's bullshitting.
I know we're not doing any award predictions yet, but I have him as coach of the year because I genuinely do think he'll do a very good job for the Bucks. He's from the Nick Nurse tree of coaches, so you know, I don't think their defense can't be bad. There's no fucking way. There's no right, there's the no way hell it's gonna be bad.
Yeah,
it can't be.
So yeah, I think the Bucks will be the one seed.
All right.
I mean, they were last year. I don't see why they would regress.
Swish, sir, give us your 6-1.
Yeah, number six, I had Miami. Same reason, Felice. They didn't really get better. I mean, last year they're 7th seed. They were half flipping the regular season last year. So I think they'll be 6th seed. They don't move me at all. So they'll be 6th seed. I have the Knicks 5th seed. Knicks are going to be a solid team. Obviously, they had DiVincenzo. And you still got Brunson, and you still got Randall, who's good in the regular season. And, he should be sixth man of the year. I think he's probably my pick, too, as well. And, they have good defensive team, solid, so I think they'll be a 5th seed. And number four, I had the Cavs. Yeah, same thing with Felice. I had the Cavs. I mean, they added some shooting. They, like Felice said, they need some shooting. So they added some shooting. Shurs and
Niang.
Yeah, Niang. And he still got Moby Allen. He still got them protecting the rim. So, and he still got Garland getting better, obviously. And Mitchell will still be there. So I think as long as they're healthy, they'll be top 4 seed. And number three, I have Sixers. I think Sixers will be, I don't know what's going on with the hard situation, but.
Too much belief in the Sixers I'm seeing, man. But go on.
As long as he plays, I think they'll be top 3 seed. I think they have a good roster. I think as long as Embiid is healthy, there's no reason they should not be a top 3 team. And Maxey's going to get better. You still got Tobias Harris. You still got PJ Tucker, obviously, for defense. And Maxey's going to improve. So I think they'll be top 3 seed.
I just heard a couple of names in there, man. I almost just choked on my water.
Tobias is still a solid player, bro. He's still a decent player.
I heard China J. Tucker, and oh man.
Yeah, defensively, I say defensively, bro.
He's washed on defense.
He's not even that good of a defender anymore, but yeah, I get the point. Even when they didn't have Ben Simmons that 1 year, they were still like, I'm pretty sure they were still the 3 seed.
I think
they were the 4 seed because the Celtics obviously turned their season around. But
and I didn't even say Kelly Oubre. Kelly Oubre is a great piece for them off the bench.
The thing is with Harden, like I just don't see him getting traded anytime soon because the Clippers are competing with no one, so they don't have a reason to raise their offer. And then you already know how Maury is, so it's like I don't see this unfolding anytime soon.
I think even without Harden, they'll still be top 4 seed. As long as Embiid's still there.
I don't know about that, but go ahead, Swish.
They'll be good teams. So I have number 3. And number 2, I have the Bucks. Obviously, Felice said reasons. I think they'll be top 3 2 seed. I don't think they'll be number 1, but I think they'll be top 2 seed because obviously, yeah, Dame, Giannis. And then you obviously have the shooting around them. Malik Beasley. The only question I have is the perimeter defense. I don't know how good the perimeter defense is going to be. Obviously, because who's really the elite defender?
Chris Middleton.
Perimeter defender on that
Giannis
team.
Giannis can defend on the perimeter.
Questionable. Marjon Beauchamp is a pretty good defender.
Yeah, Chris Middleton is literally there. Yes. He hasn't died.
Chris, bro, Marjon Beauchamp's calling card is like that is the reason he was drafted. And
that's another piece too, as well.
Oh, for real?
That is the reason he was drafted. He is a 6'7" long ass wing.
And also, I'm interested in to see who they start at the 2. I don't know if it's Cunnington, Beasley, but I want to see who they're going to start at the 2. And the only reason why I don't have number 1 is because obviously I don't know what talks about it, but Lil has had injury health issues the last 2 years. That's same thing with Giannis. Giannis has been missing like 15-20 games every year.
Also has Kristaps Porzingis.
No,
that's Porzingis. And they have Porzingis. That's the most serviceable big. And they have Horford, who's aging, and
I'm not projecting injury, but being a starting center for them for a good chunk of the season.
I think they could still trade for a center because they have a trade exception.
Yeah,
Grant Williams, but unless they add, and I don't know who's making $6 million, they could add that's actually like that big of a difference maker, but they could still add a backup center.
But surprisingly, Porzingis played a lot of games last year. I think he played like 65 or 70.
Yeah, but
that's
not the norm, to say the least.
No, it's not. I had the Celtics number one because
play 65, which is good. That reaches the benchmark. Good. But he's never touched 60. He hasn't touched 65 since 2016.
The reason I have the Bucks Celtics number one is because they're always good regular season team, and even without Porzingis, I think they still have enough star power to win some of those games. As long as you have Tatum Brown, like you still have a chance to win a lot of those games, even without Porzingis, even if he gets hurt.
They have Drew as well.
And they got Drew. So I mean, they should be serviceable. Even if Porzingis misses a lot of games or Horford, I think as long as Tatum and Drew, they're still there. They got obviously their defense should be like top three. There's no reason why they should be top three defensive team. Obviously, Tatum's going to get better. And then Jaylen Brown, you just pray and hope that he gets a left hand, and then I think they'll be
based
top.
Off footage I seen, he didn't. Based off footage I seen, he didn't.
Yeah, I think they'll be number one seed, though. I'll give them credit.
All right,
but I do think that it doesn't mean that I have them winning the going to the finals. I just have them number one seed. That's it.
All right, Jaylen, you wanna?
Fair enough.
6-1.
All right. So at six, I have the Miami Heat. They troll on the regular season, but I don't think they suck enough to where it's like, okay, they troll too much and they'll be a lower seed. But I can definitely see. No, actually, I want to switch 6 and 7. I want to switch 7 to the Heat and 6 to the Hawks because I thought about it. Wow. Troll a little bit too much in the regular season. Jimmy Butler especially. And if Bam Adebayo doesn't continue to take that step that he took in the playoffs, I do think that they're going to drop to a lower seed because they lost some pieces that didn't carry them through the regular season, but got them some of them wins in the regular season. And I think they're replacing with decent players, but those players are unproven. So it's feel
I'm not going to lie. If you check their point guard depth chart, that alone might make me drop them a little bit.
It's bad, bro.
If you check the Miami.
Kyle Lowry, who's even their backup? I know Kyle Lowry's their starter, but.
Bro, their backup is Casper the Ghost. That is who's backing up the point guard position.
Larry miss games.
Miami is not seeing. We'll get to them. Go ahead.
Not a serious organization, but so I got the Hawks at six. At five, I have the New York Knicks. I like their roster. I like Jalen Brunson. I don't like RJ Barrett, and I don't like them losing Obi Toppin, but they didn't play him anyway, so I guess that's not a factor. At four, I have the 76ers. I'm under the impression that Harden is a LA Clipper. But even if he's not, I don't think that they're a great – even if Harden isn't a Clipper, I still think that he plays like with some malcontent in him. And I'm under the impression that, you know, Harden, when he wants his way, he wants his way. I don't listen to any of the reports that he's happily bought into the team, whatever. When he wants to bring out the fat suit, he will bring out the fat suit. So I have the 76ers at four just because Joel Embiid is still an MVP-level player, and I don't hate their supporting pieces. The Cavs, I have that three. I think that they're a great regular season team. I think that Evan Mobley should take an offensive step this season. There's no reason that he really shouldn't. He should be respectable from in the interior. He even has a little bit of a mid-range jumper. I don't know if he's going to expand on that, but if he does, then he'll be a great player for them. Donovan Mitchell obviously is Donovan Mitchell. Darius Garland is obviously Darius Garland. But the only thing with the Cavs was their wing depth, and I think that they brought in some players that contribute to that wing depth. And last year they were starting Isaac Okoro and what's the other dude's name? Lamar Stevens. But I was talking about Pacers played in the Nets, had cancer.
Oh, LeVert,
Caris LeVert. Which two non-good players. So bringing in Max Strus and even George Niang that helps out with the spacing is very, very important to that team. At two, I have the Boston Celtics. The Celtics are at two because I just don't think that they're a better built regular season team than the Bucks. But I do think that it's interchangeable. Like one and two can go either way, depending on injuries, because both of those teams got some players who aren't injury prone, but they are not foreign to getting injured, including Kristaps and Dame. But I do have the Celtics at two, and I want to have the Bucks because the Bucks are the Bucks. Very good team. Very good regular season team. Even with injuries last year, they dominate the regular season. So,
right. Fair point. Yeah. I have Miami at six. I was tempted to put him nine around there, but
damn.
We'll excuse him. I don't think they're good at all. Talking about Jimmy Butler keeps getting older. I mean, what is he now? 35, 34?
Yeah, very, very interesting what Pat Riley chooses to do.
Kyle Lowry, I mean, come on, bro. Like, Kyle Lowry, I have nothing against him, but you got to know when it's time. They have no depth. I mean, is there any respectable? I mean, I get Miami can spawn some, but they do that in the postseason. The regular season, they were abysmal on offense. They just kind of turned it up, and then what happened against Denver when they couldn't turn it up? They were struggling.
Prayers.
Jimmy literally said he doesn't try in the regular season last year, so fans, don't come for me. Came out the guy's mouth. Bam Adebayo, we keep talking about the sleep, bro. It's not happening. He'll continue to be a great defensive player. Hey, this offense is not, it's not happening, bro. You don't got to worry about that guy. Unless he wants to be serious in a couple playoff games. He's not doing that in the regular season. Which makes no damn sense to me, but whatever. I was tempted, but I'll leave him at six. Slightly, if they touch even 12 or some tragic something like that, I wouldn't even be shocked. I got the 76ers at five. I have no belief in that team. Once again, James Harden's only there because they said they're gonna work on a trade for him. The moment he realizes that it's not shaking out, we're gonna see what really comes of it. He's not just gonna willingly play for them unless he's been given a promise. Their relationship is dead. You don't go call someone a liar and say it twice in China, where you know Maurice hated in China. So you know what he will. He knew the crowd was gonna cheer him on, huh?
I stand with the people in China.
Let me tell you something. He said he knew what he was doing in China because he knew the crowd was going to cheer for him. He's not. It's over. That relationship is dead. It's training camp right now. He's chilling. He expects he's going to be sent to where he wants. But let it get October 21st. Let it get to October 22nd. I think some of the shenanigans will come to pass.
I don't think he has a choice but to legit.
He could show up, but doesn't have to try.
I mean, he been.
You said what? Fully
participating in practices. I mean, people. He's been playing in practices. He's been fully participating.
Yeah, because he's gonna get traded. That's what he's hoping for. He's being a good participant, so they move him quicker. If that doesn't happen though, and him being a good citizen isn't gonna get him what he wants, then he has no choice but to become a bad citizen, and do what it takes for him to get out of there. And then once you remove a player like Harden, by far their best playmaker, one of the best in the NBA, if not the best. Who else do you trust on that roster to take that burden? Nobody. Let's be honest. Embiid is bound to miss time. I mean, what the hell are you gonna do when no Harden to be there when Embiid's up? You're finished. You're finished.
Aren't they always a good?
They're good in the East that one year, which wasn't the East wasn't that good. What was it? 2 years ago. The East wasn't.
Weren't even that good. They were like the fourth seed.
And even then, they were fourth. And the East wasn't even that good either. Like, where was the East is much better.
I mean,
the top, you could say the top heavy, but now I feel like the middle teams are much better than before. The middle and the bottom.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
So again, even it's going to be tougher matchups, right? I mean,
you have to acknowledge the fact they're going from one of the worst, and I can't emphasize this enough. They're going from one of the fucking worst head coaches in the sport of fucking basketball to Nick Nurse, who's objectively a good coach.
I agree. I agree, but talent at the end of the day is the key. Who is he going to replace Harden with? But who are you replacing Harden with? That's a legitimate concern.
They'll just play through Embiid.
But that won't. What happens when he has to miss 20 games that he does every year?
Maxi improvement.
they're gonna have to keep him load managed anyway. I mean, they have to be smart about
it. They'll finally use Maxi and dribble handoffs, which any smart coach would have been doing like 2 years ago.
Yep. But again, unless you think Maxi's taking some big leap, I don't rely on him enough that I trust his play. But I don't think his scoring is even a concern. Is can he have the vision of Harden to make up for missing your only, I should say the only true point guard, but the best one they have by a mile and a half. They don't even have like a Tyus Jones or anything capable of stepping in and giving you at least good playmaking without needing to score as much. They don't have that.
That is true.
I can't trust that. I'm sorry. I just can't trust that lineup. And the longer they keep Harden, I think the worse the locker room chemistry is going to get, because eventually no player is going to be happy with their teammate trolling. Let's be honest. You know what I mean?
He doesn't – hold on. The thing is, though, he doesn't have a gripe with any of his – like, it's literally not, like, a teammate thing.
I understand. I get that. But, I mean, he has to get out. How else can you get out other than start trolling? You can't. Daryl Morey is – you just said the guy is a liar. What makes you think he's going to do justice by you? He's not. He's going
to
eventually –
I'm going to be honest. I genuinely don't think he has another choice but to play good.
Exactly.
Like, literally has no other option, like, at all.
I mean, we'll see. I'm not moved by that lineup, because I think Harden, even if he plays good, I think eventually he will get his request. I genuinely believe eventually he's going to get traded. And when that time comes, do I believe in whatever's left of the 76ers? I don't. But, I mean, the only reason why I still put him, I think they could be fourth, but the reason why I put him fifth, still top five, is because of Embiid. Because of some of the better surrounding pieces. But you got to understand, once you lose someone like Harden, all of a sudden the shine on those pieces that aren't so good become bigger. It shines bigger. Now all of a sudden, Tobias Harris, we're going to need you more on the ball. Now all of a sudden, exactly.
Praise.
We're going to need, who's their backup point guard? Shake Milton? We're going to need
to step in. No, your backup point guard. He's
I'm tweaking. Melton, not Shake Milton. Melton, right?
He's not the backup point guard. It's another Timberwolves legend, actually. It's Patrick Beverley.
Okay, that's what I mean, bro. I love Pat Bev. But Pat Bev is stepping in for James Harden. Okay, bro. Yeah, exactly. I have the Knicks at four. You guys already mentioned the reason, so I'm not going to waste a lot of time. We're kind of low on it. I have the Cavs at three. You guys already mentioned the reason. I like the spacing. Boston and Milwaukee can be switchable, but I have Boston at two, Milwaukee at one. Okay, on to the West. I'm going to have you guys just name your teams instead of explanations, and then we can configure it together after. So I'll start 15 to 11. I have Portland last. I have the Spurs second to last at 14. I have the Jazz at 13. I have the Rockets at 12, and I have Dallas at 11. I do think the Rockets and Dallas can be interchangeable. All right.
I don't even have to say mine.
Okay, are we the same?
Yeah, this is literally the same exact order.
All right, perfect. Jalen, you go next.
I have the Blazers at 15. I have the Spurs at 14. I have the Mavericks at 13. The Rockets at, the Rockets at 12. And I have the Jazz at 11.
Okay, we'll get to that. Swish.
I got the I got the Blazers at 15. Spurs at 14. Jazz at 13, Houston at 12, and 11, I got Dallas.
You didn't even have to name yours. We have the same.
I love Luka and Kyrie, but that roster's just not good, bro.
That's my sorry, guys. I know their roster's not that good, but damn, 13.
Right. I love watching
13.
I hate it. You gotta understand. I hate it.
Has him at 13. Jalen has him at 13. Yeah, you just below the Rock. I did say the Rock is going to go above him, so I'm not going to act like some saint over here. I have zero belief in that team. I'm just going to not. Luka's brilliant, Kyrie's brilliant, but all it took is the first preseason game for me to see it's over. I don't need to see any more basketball from them.
Luka's going to carry them all year.
Starting rookies is maybe good for your long term outlook, but like for the short term,
it's over.
Oh boy!
In the West too, you got to understand this is a brutal conference right now. The most competitive this conference has been in 10 years, maybe, since the 51 season. Those multiple 51 teams.
Yeah, the season where like the Suns won like 40 games and they make the playoffs. That was fun.
Yeah. So this is an insane conference. And unfortunately, Dallas, you don't have the manpower. Maybe they'll make moves, but as of now, you don't have the manpower. You have Luka, yes, but I mean, what team above you doesn't have great talent across the board? Yes, nobody above, except a couple, Jokic or so, is better than Luka, but they these other teams have multiple superstar level players. They have Kyrie, I get it, but again, they have no defense. I like Lively, I like the pick, but again, it's like, that's a young rookie center you're throwing out there. It's going to take him a while to get adjusted to the game of basketball. He provides a lot to our presence, but I'm not a big believer in the Dallas defense. I think their offense will be decent just because of it. Not decent. It'll be good just because of who they have. Let's be honest. But again, no depth to rely on. What did they even fix it? Somebody added Grant Williams and who else? Outside of their picks?
I cannot tell you who's on the depth.
They tried Thibault, which I like, but they didn't. Seth Curry, that's a good pickup. But again, they're all geared, outside of Grant Williams, is a lot of geared towards offense. That was never the issue with them. Right now, what I'm looking at is, once again, a defense that will be trampled on. An interior that's inviting. Y'all smell that barbecue chicken when you look inside for the Dallas.
I love them. That's why it was hard for me to put my 11. I love Luke. I don't want him to be out of the playoffs again.
Exactly. I'm not a fan of Russell. But Jalen, you said you're a hater. Is there any reason beyond being a hater?
I mean, just look at that roster. It just sucks. Like, if you let's go like this. Just read. I mean, not read it. Read in your head the teams that you have above the Mavericks or below the Mavericks, and ask yourself in your head, if either Luka or Kyrie misses time, is this team better than the Mavericks? And that's your answer.
That's true. They're worse than the Blazers if one of them misses time.
Exactly.
What's their future, bro? Because Luka is going to want out soon, bro. I'm sorry.
I don't want to speculate on Luka's exit, but, I mean, their future is decent. I mean, if one of these picks pan out, I mean, they have all their picks, right? They own all their picks. And I think
they own most of their draft picks.
As long as you own all your picks, your future is decent in basketball. I mean, as long as you're not middle. And I assume they'll be middle again because, I mean,
if you have Luka Doncic, you should not be in the playoffs 2 years in a row.
You shouldn't. That's true. They already messed up by letting go of Porzingis and Brunson. Yeah. But it's too late. You can't fix that. You got to move forward. I don't believe in them. All right. Since we all had the same, I'm not going to waste time. But I will say, I think the Rockets are greatly improved. I like him.
I
like Victor, but I'm not going to waste too much time on the Spurs. I don't think they're there yet.
I have some choice words for Fred VanVleet after watching our first preseason game.
What you got to say about him?
What do you guys say?
I will get banned on FCC airways. Some of the shit I was seeing, oh my God. That's all I'm going to say. About Fred VanVleet.
All right. I like the Spurs before Spurs fans get on me, but come on, bro. Like, some of the teams above them is a tough hill to climb. Not that I think they're a bad team. I told you guys the West is really good. And the Blazers reset a bunch of new pieces, getting integrated together, all that. Go make it a bit difficult.
All right.
You said what?
1B is insane, bro. I've seen that preseason game.
Yeah, no, he's talented. But again, it's going to be an adjustment to the NBA. All right. 10, Felicio, we'll start here. 10 to 7. 10 to 7. I'm tweeting.
Yeah, this West stuff was hard. I was saying before it started, but
very hard.
Yeah. 10 through 7, you said?
Yes.
I have the Thunder at 10, which I kind of wanted to rank them higher, but I'm just looking at the teams. I'm like, shit. Because I'm not assuming injuries. That's the thing. I'm really not.
I am, unfortunately. Yeah. I have to.
I feel like.
I have the Warriors at 9. And I know that sounds crazy, but.
Oh, wow.
I'm into it.
Not too crazy.
I have the Pelicans at 8, and I have the Timberwolves at 7.
Solid. I'm not going to hate on you for the Timberwolves at 7 because of how good the West is. You know, we're not going to hate. We're going to spread love. Go ahead, Swish.
Number 10, I have the Thunder. I think, I want them to put them higher, but I just don't see it, bro. The West is so hard, I just don't see it.
Same.
So, I have number 10. Number 9, I have the Pelicans. I mean, as long as they're healthy. Obviously, if Zion is playing, then this should be top 10. So, I think they'll be 9 seed. I wanted to put them higher, too, but I just couldn't. Number 8, I have the I have two moves at number 8. I think they'll be a good team. Don't get mad, Omar. I got that number 8. But
I get how hard it is to rank the West this year.
It's hard to rate them, bro. And last year, what were they? Like 8th seed?
They were 8th, yeah.
I'm gonna just predict they stay the same then, basically.
A game out of fourth last year.
Oh, they were?
Yeah. Oh, everybody was. Everybody who was eighth and higher. I think the Lakers won that game as well.
Yeah, I think they'll be eight, but I think they'll be close, you know? I think they have a chance to be 6 foot.
All right.
So, the number seven has to work.
Warriors, okay.
Yeah, I think the Warriors, they'll be good.
Jalen, take it away, 10-7.
We're doing 10 through 7?
Yep.
All right, at 10, I got the Warriors.
Wow,
y'all already down the Warriors?
Yeah, I don't like the roster.
We'll get to them. Go ahead.
Yeah. And now I got the Lakers.
You're lying. You're trolling. You are trolling.
We'll get to it, Swish. Okay. Calm down. We'll get to it. Go ahead, Jalen.
At 8, I have the Thunder. And at 7, I have the Pelicans.
There's no way you got the Lakers at 9. I'm done.
Okay, let's get the discussions rolling on this. Wait. I forgot myself. What the heck? I got too excited. All right. I got OKC at 10. Yo, he must have been so disgusted he dipped. All right. I got OKC at 10. I got the Grizzlies at 9. I got the Warriors at 8. I got the Pelicans at 7. All right. It seems to be a shared theme here that we have the Golden State Warriors. One had 10. Phillies had him at 8, right? Or 9?
Who, the Warriors?
Yeah, 9, right?
I had him at 9.
Okay, and I had him at 8. Not a lot of belief in the Warriors, man. Why is that? Break it down to the
people. Just don't like the roster. I don't. Even though I understand why they traded Jordan Poole, it's just like Chris Paul, really, in the year 2023. And then there's a lot of hoopla about him, like, starting, which is odd. I just don't know how you're gonna scheme a good defense when you're starting Chris Paul, Curry, Klay Thompson, Wiggins, and Draymond. Like, we're talking about I'm not gonna say liabilities, but Chris Paul is a liability on defense. Like, at this point,
he's not it, bro.
And then Curry is like I would say he's a liability, but it's not like that bad. But I don't get it. How are you going to scheme a good defense with that? I just don't think Chris Paul should be starting.
Guard fours, right?
Yeah, they say Klay Thompson may guard fours. I'm like, maybe fucking 6 years ago you could have tried that shit. Maybe.
Yeah. Not right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
At his old age, you cannot be doing that shit. I just don't really like the roster. I mean, we're talking about the bench. We're talking about what? Looney, Gary Payton, and then, like, I mean, I'm looking at the backup point guard, and it's like, okay, obviously they have two point guards already with Chris Paul and Curry.
Yeah, I think one of them always play, to be fair.
And then you have what? Corey fucking – we're talking about Corey Joseph, 2023.
He's solid, man.
Corey.
All right.
He's solid for the Pistons last year.
He was all right. But it's just like, I don't like these bench pieces. Like, if let's say, for example, Curry, God forbid, gets injured, how the hell are they winning games? I would love
they're
to
not.
Know.
They're not. They didn't last year. They're not going to this year.
I'd be super interested. Is Moses Moody scoring 30? No. Jonathan,
it don't make like, sense.
I don't like the roster. I do not.
And we all agree with you. We all agree with you. Because we all have him pretty low. And Warriors fans, you know how they are. We'll explain it to you. First of all, you can't run small lineup with a 40-year-old point guard. Klay Thompson, who just literally his left leg may be dead at power forward, guarding power forwards. Wiggins, sure, Draymond, they're capable defensively. But even then, last year, their defense took a downturn. I mean, it just wasn't that good. It didn't take much to break them apart. And it's just worse this year. I mean, I shouldn't say worse this year, to be fair. Especially when Curry gets hurt. It's not like Jordan Poole stepping in for him. But it still is a major concern when you're playing so small and your perimeter defense is not
enough.
You can't have both. You got to have – I love Draymond defense now. Don't get me wrong. And the Warriors do a great job at not allowing rim attempts. That's how they survive on defense. But, I mean, you see Chris Paul in front of you and Draymond in the paint. You're going for that, whether you like it or not. As much as I love Draymond's defense, I wouldn't call him the greatest rim protector ever. And he certainly doesn't have the presence of one. Even though, obviously, he's been successful in his career keeping people away. And he's an elite, versatile defender. I don't know, though, in this situation, he'd almost certainly, his versatility is dead. I mean, yeah, he'd almost certainly have to protect the rim. I mean, who else can even stand a chance? You don't even have a big body other than Draymond.
I guess Looney, but even he's like 6'10".
But Looney isn't starting, is what we're talking about. This closing lineup, Looney's not in it. There's Draymond at the five.
Yeah, I just I don't like the hoopla about Chris Paul starting. I think they should have had way more interest in trading for Jrue Holiday. I'm surprised. I know that was floated around on Twitter a little bit, but or X.
They have the picks and they have the young pieces. I'm interested why they. I mean, maybe the Blazers.
I know the idea was. Yeah, that might be true, but.
And but they did get a lot from Boston, so it's not the end of the world.
Yeah. So yeah, I don't know. I don't like the roster. Don't like the draft pick they made. What's his name? It was like Podmetsky. I can't even say his fucking name.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
a problem.
And he's
I can't say your name.
Minutes in the rotation.
There's no shot. You are good.
I didn't know I could say Antetokounmpo for quite a while.
That wasn't that hard.
Are you just saying people are stupid?
Maybe. But yeah, like I don't know, I just don't like this Warriors roster that much.
It's fair. I mean, they already were what, seventh last year or six? They're six, but let's be fair, they're like 2 games out of 10. So, and they, go ahead, Swish.
Yeah, I had them 7. Maybe I had them a little higher than y'all just because of off Steve Curry. I did because of Curry, honestly.
Swish, I know you have questions about Jaylen's Laker position, right?
Wait, what do you have at 8 and 7?
Yeah, the Lakers at 10, right? Or 9, Jaylen? Jaylen had the Lakers at 9.
No, what do you have at 8 and 7, though? Who do you have? Who have 8 above us?
Yeah, the Pelicans, if I'm correct. And
oh, my God. There's no way you said the Pelicans.
And the Thunder.
The nigga said the Pelicans. You got to be high. You got to be high. What team do you play 60 games? You got to be high on that.
You said what?
We'll see Zion, you play 65 games. Because that's the only way that's going to happen. If Zion plays 65 games.
We'll see if Aiden plays 65 games.
He will. Even if we have better.
Why Lakers though 9? That's kind of low compared to consensus. Why Lakers 9? Okay. What's your thought process behind that?
My thought process behind the Lakers and 9?
Yes.
Yeah.
I just don't like that team. Like, not even like my personal I don't like the team, how it's built. I mean, LeBron's getting older. We got to face it at some point. He's going to miss some time this season. We have to face it at some point. AD, Anthony Davis. I just don't like the supporting cast around them. They're just too inconsistent. Like, if you go through it, like, let's say D'Lo, whatever, it's D'Angelo Russell. He's has his moments. And, like, overall, he's very inconsistent. Austin Reeves, good player, overhyped, not the third, best player you want on your team. Jared Vanderbilt, offensive black hole. Jesus Christ. And he can't guard the perimeter at all.
That's a lot. Guard
the interior at all. He's a very bad interior defender. Anthony Davis, good player, obviously, but, injuries be like. Then you look at their, rotational pieces. Gabe Vincent is cool, I guess. Like, that's a cool playoff player. Like, he had a good playoffs last season. Torian Prince is good. I like Torian Prince as a player, but he's obviously inconsistent.
I just put my shirt on my nose.
Okay. I mean, Rui's a good player. Like, I like Rui. He's gonna fill in well when AD misses games or whenever they realize Vanderbilt's not a playable player throughout the regular season. Christian Wood sucks. That guy's ass.
Yeah, he's terrible.
I'm not gonna.
They didn't even say anything.
I think I'll have to be tuning into Lakers game just because of that. I'm gonna be dead ass,
bro. But they're gonna turn on Christian Wood in like a week.
They're good. Darren has benching him after like 10 games, bro. He's not seen the court after 10 games. But I agree with Jaylen in a way, even though I have the Lakers higher. Their perimeter defense is shot. I mean, what happens when Vandal can't play because of his offense?
Who's my only concern defender? With the Lakers, and I have them really high up in the standings, I will say. My only concern is the perimeter creation is just like.
It's not even that. It's dead, kind of, obviously.
We have D'Lo. We have Reeves. We have LeBron.
You can't trust D'Lo. You can't. LeBron, yes.
I said creation, by the way, not like shooting.
Not shooting.
You could trust Bron, but that's it.
D'Lo, okay. Reeves, not really, but he's
a creator. I like
him. He's an efficient low volume scorer. Yes. I would say that he's a very efficient low volume scorer.
Yes,
but like actual like creating, like no, that's not what he does.
Yes, and forget about offense. Their perimeter defense is not good. Like
I know, but
Vandal,
but we had the same run. Go on.
What I'm trying to say is switches, right? First of all, I'll make my disclaimer later, but my biggest issue with the Lakers beyond even offense is the fact that they have no perimeter. I know people can hate Dennis the Menace, whatever, but he was one of their better perimeter defenders, like probably number two after Vandal. And now he's gone. And the void was not because Gabe Vincent is not an elite perimeter defender. He can hold his own, but he's not elite. And the reality is it required AD having a generational defensive performance in the playoffs to essentially he mastered all the perimeter defense. You know what I mean? People forgot about the perimeter defense because AD was so good on the interior. He locked everything down. He made perimeter penetration essentially impossible, which obviously is a big help to a terrible perimeter defender. And again, you still have not in the regular season where AD is bound to rest. Hopefully he doesn't, but I mean, he's going to probably miss time. He's going to rest. Well, you're going to throw Christian Woods out there. I mean,
Woods not that bad.
He's one of the worst defenders in basketball though. We're not talking about offense here. I'm talking about defense.
You know, we had Thomas Bryant last year, so I'm good.
Thomas Bryant is not even worse than Christian Wood on defense. That's crazy.
Thomas Bryant is bad on defense, bro.
He's not Christian Wood level, bro. Trust me. He's not Christian Wood level.
Thomas Bryant is a cone, bro.
I understand. I'm not saying Thomas Bryant is a good defender. We're talking about Christian Wood here. He's not good. And he's not offensively, obviously, is a help having a guy who can space the floor as a big. Obviously, I'm not going to deny the impact. And I'm not going to deny the fact that the Lakers spent like no money on him. It's not even like some loss. Who cares if he's not good or not? He's like,
if he sucks, he's literally just a random, like,
yeah, who cares? But I'm trying to tell Lakers fans, like, I like the Lakers now. If they're even the 2 seed, I wouldn't be shocked. Like, that's how much I like the team. But I'm not, I think them being nice is a little bit crazy too. But
that's insane,
I think if they're 8-2, I wouldn't be shocked. I'll leave it at that.
How do you have Lakers at 9, but we had the best record in the league after All-Star break? That doesn't make any sense.
Bro,
we have the same roster.
Dog shit.
Your schedule was to be fair.
It was. It's not that.
Because you played the Pelicans, I remember a couple times.
The fourth easiest schedule in the league after the All-Star break.
You did. That's true. I remember that.
Did we?
You actually had like a top five like easy schedule. Yeah. Like you according had to wins. Schedule, it's literally a fact. I'm not like trolling or anything.
Even your best win during that stretch was against the Timberwolves, and they were injured in six, so that was
I know, but how do you go to the conference finals to the 9th seed? That doesn't make any sense. You think
we made the 8th seed?
But you were the 8th seed and you made the conference finals.
Yeah,
I know.
That's cool that you guys beat the Grizzlies and the Grizzlies with the jaw that missed the game and the Warriors who had the worst.
No Steven Adams, by the way.
In the league. Like, that's cool. Like, that's great. But once you faced a real team, you got swept.
Oh my, okay, we did get swept, but all those games were competitive. Don't act like they blew us out. We just kind of just choked at the end. That's all happened.
Yes, yes, but I don't think it's crazy to say they could be anywhere from 8-2. I don't think OKC is going to be better than them. But
bro, 19 is the ground is regressed from last year, basically. Okay. It's going to be worse than last year. I mean, he said.
Oh, y'all were the 9th seed that won the what's called last year, that won two what's called last year.
Which year?
Last year, y'all were the 9th or 8th seed, and you won a play-in game to get that seeding.
They were 7th, and they just held you were 7th.
Were they 7 before?
They're 7. They beat the Timberwolves, who are the 8th seed, and then they stayed 7.
But last year, we started 2-10, though.
But that doesn't matter.
You know that's not a hard record to come back from.
That's irrelevant. Even if you were 2-10 to start or not, it doesn't change. You ended at 7.
That's not impressive. That's impressive, bro. 2-10. We started off horrible.
Yeah, that's who the hell didn't think the Lakers were going to bounce back? Like, you're not.
The Pelicans literally started like 2-10.
The Pelicans started as the number one seed
before, and they still made it.
Yeah. So, listen, I'm not denying that you guys did. I will say you guys did actually slightly get better. I do think you guys got slightly better. I'm not denying that. And you'll see based off my seating for you guys. But I do think that if you guys are 8, I wouldn't be shocked. I think the West is that good, as I said. All right. Let's just quickly name 6-1, and then we can continue our discussions. I think it's me now first. I was really thinking about the Lakers and the Clippers. I think about a couple of teams here, as I said. But I put the Lakers at 6 because I'm assuming the Clippers get Harden. Put the Lakers at 6. Put the Clippers at 5. I put the Suns at 4. I put the Wolves at 3. I put the Sacramento Kings at 2. And I put the Denver Nuggets at 1.
Wait, can you repeat that real quick? My fault.
Lakers at 6. Clippers at 5.
Okay.
Suns at 4. Okay. Wolves at 3. Kings at 2. Nuggets at 1.
You have Kings at 2?
I sure do.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Okay, that was a surprise. Okay. All right. So,
go ahead, yeah.
I'm gonna go. Mine might be surprising. I have the Kings at 6. And it's not because I think they'll just be like a much worse team. I just think teams below them the season will be better.
Yeah.
I have the Clippers at 5. And this is without, like, I just don't think Harden will be traded anytime soon. But yeah, I think they'll be the 5th seed regardless of that. I have the Lakers at 4. I think they'll be a good team. The only reason I would have them higher, but it's just like, realistically speaking, like LeBron and AD are missing probably like 15 games apiece. And I'm being generous.
You say how much?
Like 15 games apiece.
15 is not bad, honestly.
Yeah, but like in this conference, being generous, like, Swish. In this conference, that's like, that's a seeding difference right there. I have the Lakers at 4. I have the Grizzlies at 3. I'm very high on them. I like the addition of Marcus Smart. I think they'll be one of the best defensive teams in the NBA again. I think they'll be able to cope without Ja for the 25 games, even though their schedule is kind of hard. I have the Suns at 2. I think they'll be very good with the addition of Bradley Beal. I have some questions about them in the postseason, but that's a different topic for a different day. And I have the Nuggets at 1 again. I mean, for me, they're still the best team in the West.
Yeah.
So I don't care about this depth hype. The Nuggets are pretty good at drafting players and developing them. So yeah, I'm pretty high on them.
All right. Swish, name 6-1 and then we'll talk about them. So just name them for us.
Number 6, I had the Clippers. I think I'm assuming Harden's not gonna be on the team. If Harden's on the team, then they might jump to 4, but assuming that Harden get traded, I have number 6. They'll still be a good team in the current season. Number 5, I have the Kings. Obviously, the Kings are going to be a good team, fun team to watch. They're going to be, obviously, they have a top 3. Last year, they were like a top 3 offense of all time or some shit. I don't know. I just know they have a elite offense. And obviously, yeah, Darren Fox, Sabonis, I think their defense is questionable, but as long as their offense is too good to them for not be top 5. So I got them 5. And number 4, I have the Grizzlies. Like Felice said, their defense is going to be really good. Obviously, you add Smart. You obviously still have Jaren Jackson. You still have Bane. You still got a couple of those defensive pieces. And then I think they'll be serviceable without John Morant. Like, I think they'll be like, this should be like over 500. This should be like at least decently good without John Morant. And then when he comes back, they should be the sky is up. They should be going crazy. And number 3, I have the Suns. I mean, I have questions about them in the playoffs too, but I'm not talking about that right now. But obviously, they got their star power is probably one of the best in the NBA. Obviously, KD, D-Buck, Beal. I mean,
I would say they have the best 1-2-3 in the NBA.
You think they do?
Yeah, sure.
I'll
say that. I think the star power. They're going to win them a lot of games, obviously. If you have KD, D-Bug, they're going to win a lot of games. And I think, obviously, I have questions about their defense. But I think that they're always good regular season team. Like, last year, they were solid. So, I think they'll be a top 3 seed. There's no reason they shouldn't be. Number 2, I have the Lakers. And I'm not being biased or nothing. I'm just thinking about what we did after All-Star break and what we did in the playoffs. We were a top three team in the league. I don't care what anyone says. The whole run, we were top three team in the league. So I don't know why we go from that to not being a top eight seed, but that's another topic for a different day. But so I think we should be number two. As long as LeBron 80 plays 65 games.
You think you're going to be number two in the conference?
Yes, confidently. Like, I feel confident.
I don't know. It's just the injuries alone. That's enough for me to tank the Lakers.
Bro, could just laugh. Jalen, are you laughing? Because you're 6-1.
Bro, wait, no, I didn't pick him on yet. I'm projecting LeBron.
Denver, right?
Yeah, what? But I'm predicting LeBron and AD to be 6-5 games plus. If they're not, then we won't be number two seed. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we will continue those combos. Jalen, go ahead.
What? What do you want me to do?
You're 6-1.
6-1.
Oh, okay. All right, 6, I have the Grizzlies. Good team. I think John misses some games. We'll knock them down a few, unfortunately. 5, I have the Clippers. Great team. I mean, Kawhi and PG are probably going to miss some games. I don't know what I'll project them if they have Harden, because I have to see what we're giving for Harden. But right now I have us at 5. 4, I have the Kings. Fun, young team built for the regular season. De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis are literally built for the regular season. I think they'll duplicate that success from last year. 3, I have the Timberwolves. Good team. Got hurt last year. I think the second year of Rudy Gobert with Kat and Ant taking the step into like maybe borderline superstar status. It's gonna be a good year for the Timberwolves.
Yes, sir. Bearing it.
2, I have the Suns, unfortunately. They have Devin Booker, who I think is a borderline top 10 player. Then they have Mr. Giving me 22 points on 9 of 14 shooting, or I retire. But they also have good surrounding pieces. Obviously, they have Beal. I don't hate Yusuf Nurkic, even though I don't think he's very great as a player.
He should help the rebounding, but
he's all right. And what happens for obvious reasons? Because of the Nuggets, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. So,
the Nuggets are number one.
Thank you for believing in my Timberwolves, number one. You got a ticket to the bandwagon when we cooking.
I wanted to rank them higher, but I don't know. I'll have to see it.
I think we'll be so much better than last. First of all, no more Jalen Noel ball. No more Jordan McLaughlin ball. Let me continue on. I just can't stop myself. No more. Who else shouldn't see the quarter record? No more D'Lo.
Jabari Smith is cooking the shit out of the Pelicans right now. I'm watching the steam on the side.
Yeah, but the Rockets. But I think the Timberwolves are just much, much better depth-wise than last year. More better perimeter defenders. No more shot chucking from the point guard.
I like the Shake Milton pickup a lot. When you run into those games in like January and you have like 4 starters out or some shit, because this is gonna happen. It happens to every team in the NBA. Yes, usually.
Yes. He can give you 25, 30.
25, nigga. He can give you like 30.
Yeah, whatever.
We have Nikhil as well. Nikhil, who's there. We have
that's a very solid defensive piece.
Who else do we have?
Very off athletic our bench? As well.
Kyle Anderson. There you go. Slow mo.
You signed Troy Brown to replace Torian Prince, which is
I don't know if he's gonna play. To be fair, I don't interesting. Think he's who's gonna Nas play Reed, instead
of Minot or Minot? I don't know what to say.
Probably Leonard Miller. I'd assume he's playing.
Leonard Miller. Oh, let's go.
Yeah, probably playing. But I mean, the reality is we don't even need any of them. I mean, what, you're going to play a 9-man rotation, maximum 10?
Yeah. Leonard Miller has really solid potential.
Yeah, so
I'll hope y'all play him.
Yeah, maybe Leonard Miller at 10 if he's not in the G League. Maybe Troy Brown. I don't know. Depending on injuries, and we've been very injury-prone the last, like, 2 seasons, so.
Yeah. Hopefully Cad doesn't miss any time.
Yeah. No, we need him. I mean, he's looked so good in the preseason. I think the Timberwolves will just be much better based off, I think, having another year to work together.
More continuity.
Yeah, Cat not being hospitalized, hopefully, before the season starts.
He was looking in the tournament, man.
He was good, very good for the Dominican Republic. He was very good against Dallas. I mean, pretty much untouchable. I mean, but again, as I said, it's against Dallas. So we'll see when they face the Knicks on Saturday how it looks. But twice they kind of punked Dallas starters while they were missing key pieces. Anthony Edwards didn't play the first one. They went up 29-9. And then the second one... Kyrie did play. The second one, Kyrie didn't play, but Jaden also didn't play. Obviously, I know Kyrie's is a bigger miss, but obviously missing your best defender out as well. And the Timberwolves still dominated the Mavs starters. So a lot to look forward to. I think more structure from Chris Finch is what I noticed instead of his trolling on the sidelines, just clapping and watching. This time he seems to actually be doing his job. The Kings, for why I have the Kings number two, I think health has been very good to them. And you in the regular season, they'll fare very well with their offense. Another year under Mike Brown to the continuity. I don't think they lost anyone, did they, of importance? So I don't think they lost anybody. Kings? Yeah. Did they even lose anyone?
I don't think they lost or, like, really. I mean, I guess if we're going to consider Rashawn Holmes a loss, then, I mean.
He was in the rotation.
But barely.
So I said that.
Duarte, they didn't really, I guess they got Duarte, but, I mean, he's more.
Yeah, they added Duarte, and they added that. They added the EuroLeague guy, who's, like, a very good shooter. He's, like, a wing player. He's a forward.
Not like they even really need him, but sure. I mean,
it only helps.
Yeah, the more the merrier. Their defense should still be bad, but I mean, in the regular season, health plus.
Holy shit, this is the funniest center rotation in basketball.
Sengun and who?
The Kings. Do y'all want me to read the names after?
Is it McGee?
Yeah, let's hear. Alex Len, is Alex Len still there?
You would think the year is 2017, but it's not. It's 2022. Alex Len, JaVale McGee, Trey Lyles. And you'll never guess what this fifth name is.
Ooh.
You'll never guess. It's the Kings, by the way. Scal Labissiere.
Metu?
Sky who?
Scal Labissiere. If y'all don't know who that is, he was a crazy bust like fucking 6 years ago. He was like the number one ranked player in the country at one point.
He's still on that team?
I never heard of him.
No, they re-signed him. He was a draft pick. He was a first-round pick, Omar.
And
he was awful. Shocker.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm telling you, the defense is not going to be good, but in the regular season, really, if your offense is historic and you're healthy, then I'll get you by.
Yeah, their offense is top five. Their offense is definitely.
I mean, they're number one if they're healthy. I don't think another offense is competing, but.
Yo, the Jabari Smith I'm seeing right now, man, I'm going to have to move us up in the rankings.
If you got 13 points on 5 shots. Yeah, Rockets need some of that. You need your guys to start developing. That'd be a big, big boost. As for your Lakers, Swish, I know you're confused why people are a bit more down on them. I don't think it's because of the talent. I think it's just the other teams around them got better in terms of they'll be more healthier. I mean, you surely can't get unlucky twice. Maybe, I mean, you can. But
yeah, no, I'm just assuming that LeBron AD plays 65 games.
And then what else I'm trying to think about? Really, as I said before, I did not say my disclaimer. Anywhere from C2 to C9, I had the Grizzlies as number 9. I know you guys were more high on them. I had the Grizzlies at number 9.
Yeah, Grizzlies at 9?
Yeah, because Ja is out for 25 games. Give him another 10 games to get his.
I think it'll be good without John Morant, though. I think it'll be like decent without
John Morant. They don't have Tyus Jones no more, though. And that's a big loss. I mean,
are you right?
He's their playmaking point guard when Ja is out. I know Marcus Smart is there, but he's not on the level of Tyus when it comes to
Hey, man. Hey, they said Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose been hooping, though. He's been hooping pretty
good. Yeah, Derrick Rose touches the court, bro. In the year 2023.
Hey, that's a cool 10 points per game off the bench.
If Diggs wasn't playing him like that, come on now. It's over.
Well, I mean, he's cooking in preseason. So I'm saying
preseason, exactly. You're right.
Hey, man, you underestimated John Conchar, man.
Conchar. Who else they got? What's the other dude they have? Santi Aldama.
Yeah, you're underestimating GG Jackson, man. Kenneth Lofton Jr.
Yeah, where's Lofton? Yeah, where's their 280 pound point guard? Or was he a center who's just short and big? I can't even remember.
Yeah, he's a fucking center. He's like a fake Zion.
Yeah,
cool.
Like
Kenneth Lofton.
Listen, Stephen Adams being back is big for them, but obviously Tyus Jones being out and not being in the team anymore, is gonna have some severe consequences when the playmakers just aren't there for the team. So, 25 games, I predict they'll start the season a cool 10 losses while Ja's out. No, that's too good. I'm gonna give them 15 losses. I'm gonna say they're 10-15 without Ja.
I would say they hover around 500.
Above 500.
So 12 and 12 around there. 13 and 12.
Yeah, like 13, 12. Yeah, around there.
So pretty close to each other.
The West is hard, bro.
It is. We're excited for the regular season coming up. It's going to be fun. Somebody's team, in-season tournament. You know, if my team wins that, that's my NBA Finals. I don't need to tune in ever again. So we'll see what happens. Exciting season. You got something to say, Swish? Go ahead.
No, I said the West is so it's so hard to predict. Like, I think we'll be top two seed, but if we're fifth seed, sixth seed, I wouldn't be crazy. Right,
that's my thing, exactly. Shocked. You know what I mean?
But, like, but past six, I'm shocked. Past six, I'm shocked.
You never know, man.
We're not going to be playing this year.
It could be 7-8. It could happen, man. I'm telling you.
We're not being the Pelicans
are healthy. And you're not.
We're not being the plan this year. I don't see it.
All right. I love the confidence. We'll see you guys next week for the awards. Appreciate you guys coming on. Some crazy predictions. That's what we need. That's what keeps the blood flowing. Although I know everybody made it in good ideology, good understanding of the sport. And we'll see y'all next week.
Yes, sir.